back in session. Next case.
Case number 13030 for Thomas and Lisa Latimus. Seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structure. Sections 115-27, 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the west side of Basin Street. 911 address is 37423 Basin Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR2, Agricultural Residential. The tax map number is District 334, map 19.16, parcels 19. And specifically, the applicants are requesting a 6.7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch. The dwelling was built in 1948 per assessment records, and the garage and shed are also legal non-conforming. The cover noted on the survey is a well cover just above grade and will be removed after construction, and there are no additional steps being requested set into the front yard setback. We have 5 signatures of support, 0 letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Tom Latimus at 37423 Basin Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Lisa Latimus, 37423 Basin Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19171.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. My wife, Lisa, and I appreciate your time and the opportunity to make our request tonight. We are requesting a variance for the renovation of our existing front porch to create a wraparound enclosed porch, leveraging the south-southeast exposures with new energy-efficient building materials and technologies. Under criteria 1 for uniqueness of property, there are unique physical and topographical conditions. The property was developed by my grandfather in the 1940s, 50s. And the property is oriented on the west side of Basin Street, with the cottage and front porch placement taking advantage of those southern exposures. We'd like to extend the existing porch. That's a good view, and also 96 of the agenda packet. Yeah, page 96 of your board agenda and page 6 of 14 in mine. That one. There you go. But that's with the elevation and then the site plan on the, no, excuse me. If you'll go back down, right there. That one right there. And it's showing you the site plan, and then below it, the elevation, and then that's on your right-hand side, and on the left is the floor plan. So we'd like to extend the existing porch as a wraparound on the south and southeast sides, as it is the only side with southern sun exposures. For criteria number 2, there is no other location where a wraparound porch, front porch, and the way it's oriented on the street, with open, with southern exposure, that where we can install it. We can increase the livable space with open concept, continuous flow paths, and a common space for the family to gather and relax. We can't suitably address our future need as senior citizens with limited mobility, potentially in the future, without a single floor plan kind of layout. And we cannot create an aesthetically pleasing appearance with unifying roof lines, architectural elevation details, and energy efficient building materials. Please reference your package 100 and 101 of the board agenda. It should show 2 pictures of the front porch. It was 10, and there we go. So that's the southern exposure, looking at the cottage now with the existing porch, and then the pump shed that was mentioned. So in showing the existing front porch and pump well, as was mentioned, that's along the southern exposure area. We need the wraparound porch to go over that when it's demolished or decommissioned, and then the wraparound porch would cover that along with the south eastern edge of our cottage for additional floor space. Under criteria three, this dwelling was developed and constructed in the 40s and 50s by my grandfather as a summer cottage-style vacation home. It has been a summer vacation cottage for five generations to this point, and as a retired United States Naval officer, Lisa and I now need to renovate that home to make it our primary residence in retirement. Under condition number four, the extension of the existing front porch on this dwelling is consistent with the overall style of our neighborhood. The family dwellings in elevation, setback, distance from the street, and for curb appeal appearance, both to include the renovations planned. The renovated porch will not impair use, impair the neighbor's sight lines along our street on Basin, nor be a detriment to public welfare. Reference your package 102. Okay. Yeah, the picture of the streets. There was one that was just a Google Maps, and then there were two from, right. So that dot is the placement.
Is this what you mean?
Same one. Yep, and I'll go one more. It was submitted as a PDF the week before the last board meeting. There we go. Right, and that yellow and red line are nominally indicating where that the BRL is. And as you can see, of the nine homes on my side of the street with the southern exposure, about 70% are encroaching on the 30-foot distance. And there's a next one yellow. They're pretty much the same picture, but it's showing all the homes where you see my home and then the house to the immediate left and the immediate right, and then other homes down the street. To some degree, their structure, front porch, are all encroaching already of existing homes. And my intent here is only to show that, to assure you, it's not going to make their ability for sight lines down the street. I won't be sticking out any farther than I already am with my existing porch as it wraps around our home. Under criteria five, the requested variance is the minimum renovation and new construction to allow an open, continuous flow floor plan, integrating the existing front porch footprint into a four-season wraparound porch with southern exposures, and also the planned energy-efficient modern building technologies and materials for us, less maintenance and upkeep. I don't have to get on a ladder to paint those kind of things. As you know, people down here live on their front porches, wave to their neighbors. My neighbors agree. As mentioned, I have two letters of approval and then additional signatures of approval for those that were available between October and now that live in the area. I guess that would be page 79 through 99 of the agenda package. Thank you for your time. Pending any questions.
Questions?
Sir, I'm looking at the survey and your property line and the designation of Basin Street. The distance, in your opinion, from the property line to the edge of paving,
Of the street, there's about, look, it's about 6 feet. That's that where all pipes and gas and city and sewer run. So from that point,
like a right of way,
right. If you see that the BRL line, right there, my property starts about 6 feet in from the street. So that's it.
Okay. So 6 feet.
It's 30 feet past the 6 feet, so it's really 36 feet back on my lot, which are actually three lots, 50 wide each, so it's 150 by 100.
Okay.
And the
Thank
house
you.
Is right in the middle.
Got it. Thanks. Sewer on the property?
Right now, we're on the well. That's what we're going to demo, decom the well, and then go on to connect to city water.
We're on city sewer now.
City sewer. And then there isn't any air conditioning, but we're going to put that in.
Okay. Thank you.
You don't need any kind of approval from anybody else besides us. There's no, like, it says Bay Vista subdivision.
Well, I don't have an HOA. Bay Vista, okay. And then Tidewater so provides
through
the
us,
water.
Then.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, looking at this, I just want to make sure I understand it. The screen, the wraparound screen porch is not projecting farther than the current porch. Is that right?
Right, in the front.
Okay, it's just you're having more of it.
So right, I want to extend it on the southern exposure approximately 16 more feet.
Okay.
But it won't encroach any farther into the BRL.
Okay. And then the other thing that I was looking at, and I didn't know if you had looked at it, is averaging the front yard setback in the neighborhood. If you're able to go 300 feet, you can average the front yard setback of other structures along the street, and that creates an average front yard setback. Was that something you had looked at?
No, not specifically, but for what purpose though?
Well, it effectively can reduce a front yard setback such that you wouldn't need to come to this board for a variance.
No, I didn't ask the county for additional guidance. I just was told that it was...
That we needed to have this.
Okay.
It's 150 across.
And have you had any substantive discussions with your neighbors about this? And
with most or all of them. I have two letters of approval, and then the other ones were signatures.
We went to each.
Yeah, went to the house and canvassed my neighbors, showed us the plans, and then I did a little write-up to tell them what we were intending to do. They were all excited, but...
And just to confirm, I know Ms. Lepore said it at the onset, and looking at your plans, I think I know the answer, but there's no steps that are going to project farther into the front yard than the porch, correct?
Oh, no.
No.
That's the idea, is to make it all single-floor living.
Very good. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, it does, sir.
What did you do in the Navy?
I was a ship driver, surface warfare officer, engineer, combat systems, and then an adjunct chief of staff for a couple admirals or two.
Very nice. Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13030 for Thomas and Lisa Latimus and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13030 for Thomas and Lisa Latimus for the request of variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance also represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the lease modification for the regulation for the issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Lovinggood?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So in vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Next case?
Case number 1-30-30.